Welcome to Peas in a Podcast.
We've had a lot of podcasts by now.
What podcast is this? I don't even know.
I don't know. It's getting close to 100 podcasts, I thought. I want to say...
We should have a special 100th podcast.
Yeah, when we get there. We're not quite there yet, but I think we're getting... Well, I'll have to look.
So, our travel podcast continues.
Yeah.
I don't think you've even put up our last one.
Yeah, it's on... yeah. Well, maybe this will be incentive to post both of them.
Okay. We're back from Whistler, BC.
It was a wonderful Memorial Day vacation.
Celebrating in Canada.
Yeah.
Remembering our soldiers there.
Remember our country by leaving it. Okay. Yes, so we went to Whistler, and we drove to Vancouver, BC, over Memorial Day weekend for a three-day tour.
Well, we made a special stop at a Dutch town on the way there as well.
Yeah, well, we had such a bad experience at Oak Harbor when we went there for the Holland Happenings. It just turned out to be a big kind of carny festival. I feel like carny festivals...
They did have Pafferjis, but they were like... not as good as ones I can make at home.
Yeah, it was certainly no Pella by any means necessary. So some friend of ours told us about Linden, which happens to be a border crossing.
And not really out of the way, especially since you get through and...
Well, if you're going to Vancouver,
it could
be a little bit.
If you're going to Vancouver, it's a little out of the way. Depends on what side you're going to.
But we got through the border with like almost no wait both times. It was only like a 10-minute wait.
Not most, yeah.
But... well, I did screw up on the questions they asked me, like, how many days are you staying?
And I corrected
you. I said
you,
two.
Which you said was probably not a good idea.
And I'm like, well, you shouldn't have corrected me, even though I was wrong, because then they'd be like, so your story's changing. Let's do the special search. One time I was crossing over in Windsor back into the United States, and the guy read my license plate wrong. He read, I had a 1, and he thought it was an I. And I sat there for 45 minutes as he searched through my stuff because what I told him about my border crossing experience was different from what he had on record. So they record every time you go across the border, you know, basically just at least a date.
They did ask the last time we were in Canada. Good thing we remembered.
Yeah, I couldn't remember.
We got burned at the border, which I'm sure we talked about in a previous podcast before, where we waited for 2.5 hours.
With a screaming infant baby.
When it says 2.5 hours, it means 2.5 hours.
Yeah, take it serious. I mean, you can at least take the truck crossing if you're going to take the 5 all the way up in Vancouver.
Yeah, and that cuts some off.
That was certainly much better, but there's another crossing at Linden that you can take that it's a little bit east.
Linden is the Pella of Washington.
Yeah, and it's actually in Washington, and the border crossing is
like
called
Linden.
It's
only like an hour and a half away, too, if you ever want to go up for a day trip. Or
yeah, I realize you could actually go up to Bellingham pretty easily for a day trip.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you got an early start and go do some of the coastal hikes and stuff they had there.
Yeah, we could check
and get
it out.
Back. Maybe we should consider doing that. That might be kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. They had the Dutch bakery that we stopped at, and they knew Pella.
And they had some windmills and stuff.
Said I was from Iowa, a Dutch town in Iowa, and they're like, ooh, Pella. We love it. It's the Mecca for Dutch people.
So what kind of pastries did they have there? It seemed like you recognized them more than I did.
Well.
Because we didn't get Dutch. Well, they did have a Dutch letter, but it wasn't an S.
It wasn't an S. It was a straight letter, L.
Like a Long John.
Like a Long John. And then they had almond paste is used in a lot of Dutch pastries, so they had tarts that had almond, which actually I think I might have liked better than a Dutch letter. Dutch letter was good. And then they had stroliebollen, which is like a donut with raisins and currants and nuts and things. And it's special Dutch. They call it vetbollen in tulip time. It's just smaller. I think it's bollen must be donut or something in Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
What else did I have there? I think that's all I got. It was good.
Zorina approved.
Zorina definitely approved.
Yeah. Well, Linden's a little bit off the way too. It kind of has a dismal entry because when you turn into
Yeah,
Linden,
it's
it goes
unfortunate.
through a cemetery on both sides.
Yeah, it's
You
kind
know,
of
it's like
sad.
that's the entry gate to your city is like a wide open cemetery. Not that the cemeteries are wrong,
They
whatever,
have
just kind of
beautiful
like
homes there, though.
just a bunch of old people who are dying off in your town, you know.
Yeah.
It's just not a very good gateway.
No.
And so after you go through the cemeteries and you go through a long, beautiful street with big trees, the canopy over the road. And eventually you go past some subdivisions and you come into like a Dutch heritage kind of strip.
Dutch fronts.
It doesn't have the town square, the Pella, or
No.
some of the Midwestern towns had, like Macomb, that are really nice. Anytime there's like a thoroughfare right through your town, it
You're
doesn't
just
seem as
strip,
nice.
like a strip mall.
Yeah.
It's okay.
So they did have a windmill at the visitor center and a couple Dutch words here and there. We went into this coffee shop that was, I don't know.
Also use a bookstore.
It was also a used bookstore. I tried to negotiate the guy down to $8 from $12 on a church history book. He wouldn't do it. He got down to $9. I'm like, $8 or I'm walking away. He's like, no,
I
I'm
can
not
believe
going to
it.
sell it
He's
for
like, we're
$1
not a
less.
garage sale. I'm like, if you were a garage sale, that book would be a dollar
Maybe a
less.
quarter. I'm like, the book's got a page cut out and is highlighted on every page, and you want to sell it for $13. I'm like, $1 down. I'm like, I'm principal. I'm like, you're not going to come down $1. You're going to let me walk away on a sale over $1. No, who's going to buy this Bosch book? You know? No one even knows who this guy is. And I come into your town to buy a book, you know?
It's okay.
I'm bitter about it.
He probably thought you would come back and pay more. Maybe that's the
I
strategy.
thought about it, but it didn't
You
work.
know, Dutch, if he, I don't know if he's Dutch or not. Dutch people are pretty strict on their pricing. They like to get every penny.
Yeah, we used to joke about coffee being a quarter, and a dime, or even a nickel cheaper in one place in Pella versus the other.
Yeah. Makes a big difference.
Well, certainly much more Dutch than Oak Harbor.
Yes. They also had a traditional Dutch restaurant, Dutch Mother's, which was very nice.
Yeah.
Had
And a cherry
different
festival.
rooms. Raspberry Festival, which we
Raspberry
might go back
Festival.
sometime for.
Yeah, I don't know as much about the Raspberry Festival.
They said they just have
Know how it
stands
happenings
and
though.
stuff.
And they said the
Raspberries.
raspberries were coming in late. They didn't even have
You can probably
strawberries
get
yet.
cheap raspberries, maybe.
However, the Dutch Mother's restaurant was okay. I mean,
That's
some of the
nice.
food was good.
Yeah, we didn't get the
The
pan and
vinegar
cook.
cabbage.
One of us probably should have gotten the pan and cook, which is the giant Dutch pancakes.
They had the restaurant divided up into rooms with different tables in them, and they named the different rooms. They had a room called the theology room. Tracy went and checked it out.
That was nice.
Yeah,
Still hang
so
your paintings there. Sell it
it
to
was
them.
fun.
That was
We had some
our
pea soup and
mini excursion on the break up the road trip halfway.
so throwing in a little Americana in with our exodus from the U.S. Our expatriatism. So we made it through the border. Zoraida was pretty good.
She was.
And we did this long haul. It was about 4 hours to Whistler. We didn't stop in Bellingham, but Bellingham's where it forks off to go up to Linden.
Right.
You go straight north from Bellingham on the 539 rather than staying on the 5. And it was kind of fun to do a little detour
It wasn't a
drive.
very pretty drive of Vancouver, though, because you have to cut across the real industrial and sort of the. This. It wasn't
There
very
was a chubby
pretty.
chicken shack right after you got
There
over the
was the
border.
Tim Hortons. I didn't ever stop at Tim Hortons because I just ate all the Dutch food. I'm like, darn it.
You love Tim Hortons.
I can't eat a munchkin right now. Or no,
Yeah.
tidbit. Is it tidbits or munchkins? I can't remember. I think it's tidbits. Tinbits.
Yeah.
I can't remember. But I didn't get any chubby chicken.
Right. So we got on the freeway after we had drove a little bit into Canada. I think it was the Highway 1 that goes all the way up
Yeah,
through
that's what we took all the
Vancouver,
way up.
North Vancouver. We actually skipped Vancouver
Pretty much.
and drove through North Vancouver and West Vancouver, and then it turns into the 99 freeway.
North Vancouver's pretty.
It was a pretty big bridge we drove over at one point, but we had some views of Vancouver. I don't know. What was your opinion of the sprawl of the suburbs of Vancouver?
I wasn't digging it. I like the side on the ocean.
Yeah.
I like the really nice downtown Vancouver and Stanley Park. North Vancouver's nice. It's because it's very.
You drive into it.
There's
you know it's
lots of trees and foliage left and mountains. But the western.
It's kind of like the east side of Seattle.
The east side of Vancouver, right? East Vancouver, like Surrey and. Yeah, just all the trees were cut down. And it wasn't very pretty. It's not like the east side of Seattle. The east side of Seattle is much prettier.
Well, North Vancouver was a pretty nice
North
area.
North Vancouver is
very
That's
nice. That's where that. What was the place with all the bridges and things called?
Capsulano.
Oh, you're bridges, good.
Suspension bridges.
Yeah.
And Gross Mountain is up there and.
So that's a very ritzy area.
Yeah.
You can't really see how rich it is because the trees are dense,
mm-hmm.
which is a good sign of how wealthy it is.
Mm-hmm.
So that actually took a little while to get through. You know, you got to get used to driving under the kilometers versus the miles, and everything was really slow and under construction. It seemed like they were building some sort of, like, railway.
It seemed like it.
But maybe it was just under construction.
Post-Olympic construction, I guess.
So we bypassed Vancouver for now. We might go back in November.
Yay.
After our little baby arrives. And we
drove up.
Hightailed through North Vancouver and West Vancouver and made the turn north onto 99 towards Whistler. And we were about two-thirds of the way by that point. About 2.5-3 hours
yeah,
into our
didn't
drive.
Yeah, really we stop. The drive was beautiful. It's called the Sea to Sky Highway because you go from you drive along the ocean pretty much the whole way and then climb up to the mountains.
Yeah, that's
we
true.
We were at pretty high elevation. Zoraida's ears were hurting her definitely for part of the trip.
Yeah, she was crying for a while. That's
it
true.
Had to be the elevation change because it was unusual.
Yeah, well, you're definitely going up and down. It wasn't so bad as we were coming up into West Vancouver, but after West Vancouver, when you're doing the ups and downs along the Howe Sound.
By, like, Horseshoe Bay was one of the bays, and Neha Bay? Neha Bay, maybe? There were several bays.
All the signs had the Indian names
I know.
Underneath them. Or Indian, North American,
North American,
Native American,
or I don't know
Native Canadian. I don't know what you call them in Canada.
Yeah, I never did see what the actual tribe was that was there. That was a big deal along the coastal part of Alaska on our Alaskan cruise, so maybe there's some of that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of the Native culture.
Well, we kept thinking that the mountains on the other side of the bay were Vancouver Island, but Vancouver Island's actually far south of there.
There's some littler islands, I think.
There's several islands there. There's actually a lot of islands.
There's a lot of islands.
And it's such a beautiful part of the country. Like, north of West Vancouver, all the way up to Whistler, just a eye-popping drive.
Yeah, I can't remember
drive.
The name of the town that was the bald eagle capital of the world, but it has the highest density. Braxton or Branston. We didn't stop, and I didn't see a bald eagle, but it has the highest per capita of bald eagles in the country, in the world.
Yeah, it started with a B. It was about two-thirds of the way from West Vancouver up to Whistler.
Mm-hmm.
It was north
probably
of Squamish.
Nice camping area if you wanted to go camp along up and head up along the way.
Yeah, well, we see a lot of bald eagles right in our part of Seattle.
Well, we see bald eagles in our neighborhood almost every day when I go out for a walk.
That was an amazing part of moving here from the Midwest is just like how prevalent bald eagles are.
But we didn't really stop otherwise on the way up. We wanted to hit lunch in Vancouver, in Whistler and check into our hotel early and relax a little bit.
Right.
Which we did.
Yeah, so eventually we did get there after going up and down around in the bends. There's some amazing rock formation, just to kind of talk a little bit more about the drive. We could talk more about on the way back, but giant rocks.
Polished,
like
too, some of them.
Yeah, they're like Yellowstone, not Yellowstone, Yosemite kind of rocks.
Formations.
They're giant faces of rocks that are like 1,000 foot high. And
yeah, I wish I would have taken pictures. I didn't really do that.
Just like a wall of like polished dark slate rock.
Mm-hmm.
Several places and giant like
waterfalls.
Castle rocks coming up out of the cliffs, and you're driving around these things with a humongous bay of water like 1,000 feet below you that you're driving by, and you can see mountains on the other side of the bay, and everything is huge and majestic. Windy and majestic.
Beautiful from spacious skies.
Yeah, well, it's certainly one of the most beautiful parts of the country. It's just really amazing. And you realize there's just so much there that you can't even get to because there's just no way to build a road.
Yeah, I'm amazed at how well kept those roads are.
They were super kept up. Yeah. Like,
must
you noticed.
Have been some. I don't know if it was pre-Olympics what it looked like, but it is one of the premier ski resorts in the world. So
yeah, Whistler is certainly regarded as the best ski area in North America.
Pretty nice.
You know what? We didn't ski.
Well, I wasn't skiing, and I'm like 8 months pregnant, so.
I could have done a half day.
I know. Well, we'll have to do it next year. Or
well, so
time.
I just think it's a reason to go back.
That's true.
I work for Expedia, so I get a discount on hotels.
We got a sweet hookup on the hotels.
Yeah. Well, why don't you talk about the hotel?
We stayed at the Pan Pacific City Center. There's two of them, Pan Pacific Mountainside. I believe that they're both all suite hotels, which means you have a kitchen and...
They're sweet.
They're sweet. They're huge. They're like
S-U-I-T-E.
So we got... Well, we were off season, so we got a discount. And then I happened to catch a discount at Expedia, and you get your employee discount. So it was like way over half off. Eat that price line.
I thought it was like $90 a night.
Yeah, and we got free breakfast.
And it's normally $300 a night.
Yeah, something like that. So, it was a nice hotel.
It is a suite. It had, our room had a balcony, and it had a separate room, a bedroom. And
two
it had
TVs.
A living room. It had two flat screen TVs.
Separate shower.
It had a tub.
The tub was
shower
nice.
And the tub were separate.
Mm-hmm.
It had a full kitchen.
It had double
with
sinks.
With a dishwasher in it.
Which is kind of funny that it had double sinks and...
They have one of those couches you see like a therapist office or a psychologist
office. Oh, the
chaise
lounges. Yeah, I like those. Lounge. We had a balcony.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Fireplace.
We had a great view of the mountains.
It wasn't, the hotel
Whistler.
Wasn't that crowded either because we had the pool pretty much to ourselves.
Well, it was super off season.
Yeah.
It was before the summer and after the ski. Well, it was the very last weekend
last
for skiing.
Weekend for skiing.
At Whistler.
So I highly recommend the hotel if you can get a deal. I mean, it's probably going to be pricey most of the time, but...
Yeah, we can't afford to spend $300 a night.
All the hotels are pretty nicey. Pretty pricey.
Nicey pricey.
Were nice and they were pricey, from what I could tell.
But this one... Well, we had to pay for parking.
You do have to pay for parking, which is a little bit lame, but I'm pretty sure a lot of the hotels you had to pay for parking.
Yeah, well, they had underground parking that you could take the elevator right up to your room. We didn't have to do two elevators,
yeah.
So we didn't have to tip a bellboy, which was kind of nice. But, you know, it's also kind of nice to have a bellboy when you have a lot of luggage
we
with kids.
We could have had a bellboy, but they were kind of understaffed, I think, since it was end of season, which I don't care about.
It was pretty quiet. The breakfast was phenomenal, I thought, when we did have it. They had all kinds of food.
Yeah,
eggs and...
They had it in the hotel. I think if there's enough people staying. But we stayed till Monday, so then they just gave us vouchers to this restaurant, to the Dublin Gate Irish Pub restaurant. We had like $16 plate breakfast.
Yeah, it was
breakfast.
So much food. Zoraida did too.
Zoraida got the kids' portion. It was still like...
I could have ate the kids' portion.
Yeah,
I don't think
portion.
I could have eaten the kids' portion. It was so much food. The
Irish breakfast.
Yeah, we actually ate there for dinner one night.
For dinner.
We had a shepherd's pie there one time.
Shepherd's pie was good.
Yeah, it was better than expected. It wasn't like the ultimate, like, who's that? Chef
Ramsay.
You know, where they got the potatoes in the whipped cream dispenser, you know, kind of thing. But we got one shepherd pie and split it between the three of us.
Yeah,
three and a half of us. There. However, they didn't have very good beer, I want to say.
It was expensive.
It was expensive beer, and the Canadian dollar is more than the American dollar right now.
Yeah, we're getting burned.
Those darn loonies.
Loonies and
loonies
toonies.
Are getting the last word. Loonies and toonies, yeah.
Whistler is a pricey place to travel.
Oh my, is it ever.
So.
How much did we spend for a gallon of milk? A half gallon was $5.
No.
$6?
No, it was like $3.
No, that was for a quarter gallon that we got. It was $5 for a half gallon, I want to say.
No, we bought a half gallon.
Okay, well, it was $5 for a half gallon.
No, that much. It was higher than
it's
here.
It's $5
though.
For a quarter gallon.
No, not that much. It was
$5 for a pint.
Everything was overpriced. The grocery actually
the metric part throws me off. It was a liter.
The fish in the grocery store was not overpriced.
2 liters.
So you could get decent fish if you wanted, which is nice if you were going to stay for a while because we did have a kitchen. We could have cooked our own food, but if we're only there 2 days.
Yeah, but not many people do that when you're only going for like 2 days.
No, but
if
you're
for a week,
going to ski and trying to save money on food.
It's not like when we were in Hawaii and I heard one guy tell another guy that, okay, we're going to go to Costco and buy all the food for a week and we're not going to eat out anywhere in Wailea. We weren't that hardcore.
We ate pretty reasonably priced
cheap
in
food
Hawaii.
In Kihei.
Yeah.
All the good food was cheap, too.
Whistler, there was not a lot of cheap food. We did manage because we split some entrees and we ate at this really good burger place the first day, and I can't remember. It had, like, hummus and alfalfa sprouts and guacamole on it. It was supposedly the best burger in Whistler.
Yeah, it had, like, hummus and different things on there. I really don't remember the name of that restaurant.
I didn't see it. I tried to look it up in the book, but I can't remember.
Yeah, well.
It was over by the Bavarian restaurant, but which we were going to go to until we found out they were only open for dinner, and they were also, like,
yeah, so it's
$40
the burger
a
place.
Plate.
Yeah, it's basically
it's
the burger
place
that's in the same building as the Bavarian restaurant. So wherever that German restaurant is, it's
right next door
in the same building.
Yeah, I'm sure the name will come to me eventually.
It's like Spikes or something like that.
Splits.
Splits.
There you go. Splits. The Splits Burger.
Yeah. It was good. So I like the fries.
Oh, yeah, the fries.
She is a French fry connoisseur.
And ice cream and donuts.
She ate a whole donut today, and she doesn't eat anything.
Yeah, she'll always eat a whole donut.
Yeah.
So we had a Splits burger for lunch when we got in, walked around. I do like the town was very walkable.
Yeah.
We had walking roads.
Very rich, very walkable.
Yeah, it felt kind of like a European. I've never been to the Alps or anything, but I imagine it'd be kind of like that. It reminded me a little bit of French towns. Not quite as Frenchy, but
it's a little more ritzy than
it's
the Alps.
Ritzy.
I went to Interlaken, and this felt it was smaller and more condensed in a nice little area, even more so than Calgary. And
just because you're surrounded by the mountains and like the ski.
The mountains were more beautiful.
The gondolas come right down into the city town, so you don't have to drive the whole time you're there. You can walk out of your hotel, eat, go shopping.
The mountains were not eye popping. From the village.
No. Yeah.
Like Interlaken, you have like walls of mountains with waterfalls coming down. They just kind of look like your average big mountains from the base where we were staying.
That's true. I would have liked to done, they have this peak-to-peak gondola. You can ride a gondola up and then take from Whistler. I think one of the mountains is called Whistler and the other one's Blackcomb.
Yeah, maybe we should have done that and we didn't do it.
Well, that's another reason to go back again.
That's
I'd
true.
Like to go, well, I know you want to go back and go skiing. I'd like to go back and do some of the alpine hikes when I'm not pregnant.
Yeah, I'd like to do that too,
well,
both
so
of those.
Well, we could do that for a family trip.
Mm-hmm.
Because the nice thing about the hotel, even if it's pricey, is that we had a separate bedroom for us, and you could have easily slept even if you're traveling with another couple in the other room.
Yeah.
And split the price of the hotel.
You know, I think the couch pulled out into a bed.
It did, yeah. It pulled out into a full bed.
And you could have slept on the couch and that extra couch, too.
Yeah, so it would sleep like a whole family, large amount of people, and not feel too cramped. So that would be I think you can rent condos up there cheaper.
Yeah, I imagine both of the Pan Pacifics were like that as well.
I think so. We had a nice saltwater pool, which I didn't mention that Zoraida loved. And
yeah, that was one of the draws, too. It was heated.
Mm-hmm. And it was definitely.
And they had several nice hot tubs, too, which were nice. So Tracy got this blow up raft that Zoraida could go in. She actually didn't want to be in it.
I know.
We could put her in there initially and she'd swim around, but once she was out.
Zoraida boat. Because she loves boats. But that didn't work.
She's like, out? I'm like, you can't swim. There's no kiddie pool.
She thinks she can swim. We put the shark fin flippers on her and.
She did like them around. Mm-hmm. Well, she was wearing them around the house ahead of time, so I think that kind of conditioned her for them.
She's very independent. She thinks she can do everything once you let her go.
Yeah, we need to work on discipline.
She's not afraid of the water.
Or anything.
Although I was just going to let her bob under and see what she thought.
We couldn't quite do it. Gonna
break her in.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun. We went swimming a few times.
Yeah, it was fun. She got excited and cleaned
her
up.
They had robes for the hotel so I could wear my robe down, walk through the lobby in my robe. I saw other people doing it. I'm like, I'm going to wear my robe down,
too. Oh, you did?
I'm like, this person came to breakfast in a robe. I was like, that's a little bit. I'm like, okay, I'm going to walk around the hotel in my robe, too.
Yeah, so we had some good times in the hotel. One anecdote was we brought the pack and play for Zoraida to sleep in. I was a little bit worried about her sleeping in there because she could climb out of it really easily.
She should have been able to, yeah.
Well, she could have, but could've. She just psychologically didn't do it. So I put it in the other room near the door by the balcony, and we went to bed one night, and we kept hearing, hi, hi.
We'd say hi back because we're like, what is she doing? She can't see us or
I thought
hear
she was
us,
just talking,
really?
And sometimes she talks when she's in her bed. And then Tracy looks over.
I kept hearing a shuffling noise, but I didn't put two and two together until, 15 minutes later.
Yeah. So you looked out the window
of our
bedroom, across our balcony, into the window, where Zoraida was looking at us. Her whole head was, through the blinds, and she could totally see everything we were doing, and I thought she was already, tucked in for bed. And she had been watching us for a long time.
It's funny.
She was saying hi because she wanted us to see that she could see us. She had been spying on us the whole time.
Yeah, after we actually acknowledged her, then I think she kind of gave up.
Because she kept laughing at the things we were laughing at. And how do you know what's going on?
I know.
She's staring at us. It would actually be kind of scary if you just saw a face in the dark staring at you. But
I know. It wasn't quite dark out, or it was getting dark.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot more daylight now, especially as you get that far north, I bet. Because it's directly 3 or 4 hours north of where we are. In Seattle. Yeah, so it was baby time. Everything was expensive. I just want to say it was the highest price you would pay anywhere in the U.S. plus 50%.
I don't know about that.
All my lattes were over $6.
Oh, your lattes were pricey. They just... I don't know.
We spent $6
on a
hot dog.
You got 4 shots at one town on the way back. And it was
Squamish.
What in the world is that? They charged you they charged you the price of 2 lattes.
Yeah, they did.
2 extra shots of espresso.
You could barely taste it,
too. And they looked at you funny, what the heck? And then they're a vegan, organic place. I'm like, I know they think you're destroying your body by doing that. They didn't even want to do it.
They're like, who would do this to themselves? I'm like, I'm from Seattle, people. You don't understand.
The cheap eats, though, that
4
we did find
called
besides
10 a.m.
Slitz's was actually reasonably priced.
And yeah, that's probably my favorite place to eat.
Zog's Dogs. I like Zog's Dogs because I was on a mission to get poutine.
I just got on this hot dog kick. Yeah. I was thinking about
it
for 2 weeks.
Good there too, even though you don't like.
I was driving everyone crazy at work because I'm like, I really want a hot dog really bad.
Don't they have any of those truck vendors downtown that are
any
good?
I want to spend $6 on a hot dog.
No, they cost that much. That's overpriced.
Yeah. Well, eventually you break down. I'm like, all right, I just have to have a hot dog.
Better be a good dog for $6.
It's like a throwback to my bachelor time.
Hot but dogs I did have and PB&J. Poutine, the dish of Canada. French
what
fries.
What is poutine?
Fresh cut fries with cheese curds, which I love, and gravy on top.
So it's French fries with cheese curds and gravy on top.
Amount.
It's not like
I didn't even eat half of them.
A banana sliced into.
You could do it Canadian style with a sausage on it, which I almost wish I would have done that and skipped
Canadians
the hot dog.
Canadians do all the weird stuff all the time.
It tastes really good
though.
Go,
like, weird,
the gravy
like,
on the gravy is really good. You have to get like a really good gravy on it, which they had. If you had a day of skiing and came down and ate one of poutine.
Yeah, we had a moment of crisis because it was cash only.
I know.
Like, it was outdoors only,
US?
Too. And it was 95 cents on the loonie.
No, I'm like, well, that's worth it.
Or something like that. $1 buys a 95, do they call it cents? So it's like $1.05 for a loonie.
Mm-hmm.
$1.04, $1.05, something like that.
We talked about eating. We did.
So
hike.
We walked all over the village.
Yeah, we walked all over the village. I did went out shopping during one of the Zoraida's naps, and I did not buy a single thing.
It's so expensive.
I was like,
know.
Whoa, I'm not paying $30 for a hat with a Whistler on it. I'm like, I got this back at the consignment store in Seattle for $1.
Yeah, well, we did walk around and see some interesting things. We walked down to the, I don't remember what that village area was called.
The pavilion area. There's like an Olympic
pavilion.
Where
was the
pavilion?
Place where the people were on the bikes
the
and
BMX
they were going
bikers?
Down the ramp and jumping onto the air pad, doing flips onto the air pad?
I don't remember the name of that area, but it was like the Olympic rings pavilion.
Yeah.
It was like the, there's certain,
Village North, Whistler. It's not on this map. We're flipping through our guidebooks. I don't know, did
it's
we bring a
village.
Guidebook with us?
I think I had one that wasn't very good. I ended up picking up some pamphlets when we got there.
Thinking about this.
Was it Village North?
That's what mine says.
Yeah, I think it was Village North.
Cause
because
village
we were
square.
Staying... Where were we staying? We were staying
city
in
center.
Village City Center, which was pretty much the ideal location. And it was also strolling path through there.
Yeah. So anyways, that's north right. of there, there... So we were basically in the middle of the city. So there was stuff to the south and to the north of us. And the square was pretty close to where we were, where they had all the little gimmicky shows going on. So if you wound back up and you went north, there's a grocery store and basically a ski ramp you could go to. And
you can do high tea at the Fairmont. I'll just put that in there, even though we didn't. I found out about it at the last
day. Oh, yeah, you're pretty sad
about that. I already
did
high tea at the Fairmont in Banff, which was pretty...
Yeah,
sweet.
You could have done it. I could have watched Sarita and we would have been all
yeah,
set.
I would probably have been fine to go do it by myself.
I wouldn't have cared.
I don't care, but I'm like, I should have done that instead of shopping. Oh, well.
I know. I sat home and read my America's God by Mark Dole, Martin Dole book. You could have gone out pretty easily.
That's fine. I can do the high tea some other time.
Yeah. So we walked around. And we had ice cream one time at Cow's, and we basically only did one excursion.
Yeah, we went to Lost Lake. It was actually pretty hot that day.
Dry and hot and sunny.
It wasn't really that hot. It was like 70, but it felt super hot to me.
Yeah.
It was the sun.
It's kind of like a mountain pond.
Mountain lake.
Basically a lake, like a normal kind of Midwestern-like lake.
Oh, it was nicer than that. It wasn't like the crystal blue lake, but it was pretty clear.
It's not like some of the lakes we've been hiking at.
No, but you could see the mountains and
it's easy for kids.
It's easy for kids. It had a nice little trail that went right along the water for part of it.
It was good for
Zoraida.
And you
could swim. If you're there in the summertime, you could go swim in it, which might be nice.
Yeah, so Zoraida was just over 2. And she could do hiking along the lake. Some of the trails went up and down like 10 feet pretty quickly. So like you had to march down a hill and go back up around some tree roots, and I had to police her the whole time, but she was able to do it. She swatted me away the whole time, and eventually she was like water and started sucking her fingers, and I threw in a Zoraida backpack, which is our ergo
A
carrier.
real carrier.
So she did about a third of the hike around the lake.
Yeah.
And then we kept going, and Tracy was having a hard time hiking after that. I'm like, I can only carry a Zoraida, I can't carry you two.
Yeah, I think I'm
For
a
like
little
7 months
more
pregnant.
ambitious than I thought. I'm 8 months pregnant now. 7 months, I guess, then. You can't really do the elevation gain very easily.
Yeah.
I thought I could, and then when I did it, I was like, oh, no. That's not gonna happen.
Yeah, a lot different than when you were only like 100 pounds. You got a big belly, like pushing down on your rib cage and your stomach, and
Yeah, you get winded
you
fast.
don't want to fall too, you know?
Yeah, I did almost fall one time when I was coming off the rocky path onto the grout, onto the cement. But it was a nice hike with kids, I would say, especially since it's like a mile. You could walk there from the village. It was only like a mile and a half or 2 miles, but we drove anyway because we didn't realize how close it was, and we didn't really want to do the extra there and back again.
Yeah, you certainly could have hiked up to the trail, to the lake. That would have been fun. But
There are supposed to be some really more extreme hikes there, and if you were there in the summer or without being pregnant or little kids, and you probably could do some of those. That would be
so is
nice.
there anything else about Whistler we want to talk about before we go down in the falls?
Oh, Whistler.
Bears or anything?
We did not see any bears. We didn't see much wildlife, but we didn't really leave the city.
That's true.
And the Lost Lake really wasn't that far out.
No. You could walk there from the town.
Right. So we
Easily.
apparently you could probably see a lot of bears and moose and whatnot, but
Yeah, no
not
moose.
this trip, unfortunately. I didn't really want to see a bear on the side of the road.
What was the next big town? Prince George?
Oh, up north from there you could go up to Pemberton.
Pemberton?
But there was a bigger town you could drive all the way up to, which was, is that Prince George? That sounds right. So I think if you took a week or something, I would go up to Pemberton, or you could do some hikes even up in there that look really
I go to
pretty.
Alaska.
The mountains look prettier. Yeah, I think you go up to Pemberton and then Prince George and then Alaska.
It's off my map.
So it probably gets more interesting too as you go up there.
Yeah.
But otherwise,
We didn't really go up to the Upper Village. I don't know if there
no,
was too much up there. It was like
that
a.
was like the really fancy Four
Yeah, the
Seasons
Four
in
Seasons
Fairmont.
and the Fair. You're right. All the expensive lodges.
There was a barbecue restaurant. Or no, that wasn't up in there. There was another Creekside, Whistler Creekside, that was more cheaper. I think they built it up for the Olympics.
Oh,
The
that's a lot for.
upper village was the night were the nice resorts, like the super nice resorts, like
Yeah, I think
$500 a night.
we drove through Whistler Creekside.
Right, we didn't stop, but there was supposed to be a barbecue place there that was good. And there
Right.
was a lot of, I will say that there was a lot of variety in restaurants, which was nice if you had the cash, the bank to spend on it. Like if you allotted like $50 a meal,
Right.
you could have eaten very well because the food wasn't bad, it was just expensive.
It was very expensive.
And we ate at like the cheapest places, which is still cutting like $10 to $20 a person.
When I was in college, it was like 75 cents bought a Canadian dollar.
Oh yeah, when I used to go there for work, it was 70 cents on the dollar, and I would haul clothes home with me.
Yeah,
I'm like,
it
it was
was
so cheap,
wonderful. Yeah, you could
and the
buy
hotels
all
then
kinds of
were
stuff.
cheaper, you know, obviously too, because you're like, oh, I can get a lot nicer hotel.
We were reading the paper, and the paper was saying you should buy American real estate right now because the loonie is so strong. Strong loonies.
Right, and people from China were coming over to Vancouver to buy up their real estate because there's a lot of Asians in Vancouver, and they probably like to come over and buy up some.
It's funny thinking about like America being so
I know,
cheap.
I wouldn't. That was kind of funny. Yeah. Maybe they're driving up our polling prices in Seattle. They're coming down and buying our houses, competing with us.
Yeah, it seems like Canadian TV was a little bit more crude and things
It
too.
was. You can drop the drop some language without it being bleeped out.
Yeah, we noticed that. We couldn't get some of the US websites and videos and things, but you were
I
able
got
to
Food
watch the Food
Network
Network.
Canada,
Yeah.
which has a lot of really good shows on it, like Top Chef Canada, which I can't get in the US because they block your internet, which I should have. You were the one that realized it, and then it clicked in my head. Oh, I can watch Canadian internet then. I've been wanting to watch this Canadian Food Network for a long time,
Nice.
so I watched a
That
few
was fun.
shows. Yeah, we watched some wedding
That was
shows.
always really relaxing for us just to go to a new city and, have the perk with Expedia and
In a
stay at nice
nice bed,
hotels and
reading a book, watch shows,
it's nice and relaxing.
get some snacks.
It's always like uncharted territory, places we've never been before. That's my favorite places to go.
Yeah, this is probably the easiest traveling with Zoraida now, just because we've gotten things like streamlined and
She does much better at restaurants and in the car, and her
food.
nap
Yeah, the
schedules.
food, like, we don't have to have a bazillion items for her that she's not going to eat
Yeah.
anyway. Oh, she'll just eat at the restaurant.
She doesn't
And
eat so much that we have to buy her own food. She can just kind of share off of our
yeah,
food, and
family style is the way to go.
she takes a super long nap right now, so it's the calm before the storm.
Yeah, we'll see if we end up
Hopefully,
with
we survive.
going to Vancouver for a week with two babies.
Yeah, which we may do.
That'll be
So
an
look forward to the
adventure.
Vancouver podcast in November, maybe.
Yeah.
So we hauled out of Whistler and went to a really amazing waterfall. We had to do a hike to get there.
We did. Not very long hike, but it was
It was 10 minutes.
10 minutes. There wasn't really any elevation gain on that, which was good. Brandywine Falls.
Brandywine
I believe
Falls. You
that's
were
from.
talking about it the whole time.
I
You were talking
spot
it up. I
some.
really didn't think it was going to be as amazing as it was. We kept comparing it to Snoqualmie Falls.
Yeah, it's kind of the same style of a waterfall.
Yeah.
Hi.
Although you have a much more of a majestic view from Brandywine. Although Snoqualmie, I think, is bigger in terms of volume and height.
Probably. I was looking at pictures and I couldn't quite tell, but
They're both
they're both pretty
amazing,
amazing.
massive waterfalls. Like, way bigger than you think. It certainly is worth the detour.
Yeah, it's not really a detour. It's right off the road, and then you have to hike like 600 feet.
Yeah, it's Zoraida hiked the whole way, so she's only two. 2-year-old, 2 and 1 month, ish.
And there was more hiking there you could do to a suspension bridge, but from what I read from other people, they said it wasn't worth it. In terms of like, you had to hike another mile and a half and then a mile and a half back, so that's a 3 mile round trip just to see the suspension bridge.
Yeah, it had some interesting rock formations. There were some cliffs that had crumbled into boulders with mossy covering all over them. And they had a covered wood bridge that you had to walk across to get over the river.
Oh, that's right. That was nice. Reminded me a little Rainier Bridges. I do.
So.
You can't really beat Mount Rainier though. After you hike Mount Rainier, and
It's so easy and
it's
so
hard. It's
beautiful. It's just.
every hike we've done a lot of hikes at Rainier, and
And they're
all of them
all
are
amazing.
stellar. It just
Just
feels like another
everything.
place. Those national
It's
parks.
kind of like Eden, a little bit,
Yeah.
I mean, it's dangerous, though, but it's wonderful.
I know. We haven't gotten any close calls, really, but
Yeah. Although we've seen a lot of
we've
black
seen a lot
bears
of black
there.
bears there.
I wouldn't want to mess with a black bear, but you never know. So. Yeah, Mount Rainier was great. And the waterfalls were great. Brandywine Falls.
Brandywine, yeah.
It's a little bit
There
early
were
for
some
Mount
other
Rainier
falls
this
around
year.
there that were recommended, but we just didn't have the time or
Yeah, Mount Rainier is more of a late summer kind of thing,
energy.
like August and September.
Yeah, that's prime time.
In July, it's still under snow.
Yeah, maybe in September, once we have the baby, we could actually go do one pretty well.
We could just go around places you can just drive. We could drive down there. Well, we'll talk about
it. We'll talk about it. We did that with the ride of, but that was a little bit not the smartest thing.
Well, we tried to go into the North Cascades National Park for July 4th.
Oh, right. That would have been about, same timing. That was like 2 months after she was born.
It was like 3 months almost. No, 2 months. You're right. Over 2 months. And the elevation gain of just driving there up and down.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Was just way harder.
Yeah, we didn't anticipate that. Although I think I had heard about that from people like flying on airplanes, but I didn't put two and two together about the mountains until we were in it.
Yeah. So Brandywine Falls were amazing, beautiful, do it. And it was a little bit rainy on the way home. And we had our organic coffee in Squamish.
That was kind of like the Dalles in Portland because they had a lot of windsurfing.
That's true.
Wasn't as nice of a town as, what's that town?
It reminded me of Chelan a little bit.
Chelan.
Well, it was cloudy that day, so you couldn't see all the mountains, but Chelan's got all those mountains right around it,
right,
and the lake
the
and
lake,
things.
Yeah.
That's
Flatlands.
That remind me. Yeah. Kind of remind me of like a Midwestern ghost town a little bit, or mountain town.
Mm-hmm.
Touristy mountain town off the way. Well, so it was a good trip.
Yeah, it was a good trip for a short amount of time that it was. We had some good short trips.
And so I would say highlights were probably going to Linden, the drive up to Whistler.
Mm-hmm.
Having a really nice hotel wasn't so bad. Yeah. Not everyone can do that, but that was certainly fun. Walking around the Zerida was a lot of fun. Is there any other highlights that I'm missing?
Well, the weather was nice, but you can't ask for that.
Yeah, it would have been nice to do some of the other things.
I
want to
do the gondola, because that's kind of a unique experience. The peak to peak, it's like the longest.
Well, you were always freaked
out
about how steep the ski runs were.
I am freaked out about doing it, and I was freaked out about Zoraida, like, what she would freak out.
They are actually really scary. Well, when you look at them from the road, they look like flat, vertical walls. But when you get up there and you actually look at what's just in front of you, it's steep, but not really that steep. It's just when you look at the whole thing, top to bottom. What was interesting for me, you know, as a snowboarder, is that all the runs around the city were completely melted and snow-free and basically dirt.
Yeah.
You know, there was no grass. There was no vegetation on the runs. It was just like crumbly, dried rock, just showing how arid it probably is in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to ride a lift over all that rock for a long ways up until it got really snowy up at the top, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, I never really saw people snowboard, and like, I could pick out a few ants up there.
You go way up to get to the top. It's big. It goes and goes. And I think if you got up to the top, you could see a better perspective of all the mountains and the area.
There were like 8,000 to 10,000 foot
more.
Peaks.
Yeah.
Maybe closer to 8,000.
I mean, you go to Whistler to ski. And we didn't ski, so we still had a good time, though.
Yeah, I didn't go to ski, so I know you want to.
Yeah, I did, but that's okay.
I don't want you to get killed anytime soon.
Yeah, great. Well, this is our Whistler Travel Podcast.
2011 post-apocalyptic games.
Yeah. Post-Olympics.
We didn't really see any of the Olympic Village or...
They didn't have any cheap Olympic gear either.
I know. You would think it would be on clearance, and it was still expensive. So I'm
we
hoping
did see the
next
guy,
time I go.
The stone statue guy.
The Inuk or Inatuk or whatever they are.
It was that statue they showed that was made out of the stones. It's right in the center of the Olympic Village. It's really not that impressive once you go up and
see
it.
Yeah, they made it seem like it was up on a mountain. Maybe there's another one way up on the mountain they built or something.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I wanted one of the Sasquatch
stuffed animals. They were like bigger than you were.
I know.
They were twice as big as you.
Cool.
In volume, they were like four times as big as you. Well, this is our podcast. This is Wyatt and your Tracy-san.
Tracy-san.
The Canadian version. Hey.
You betcha.
That's about it. That's about it. Hey.
I did hear quite a bit.
Hey.
Which is nice.
Well, there's always a lot of foreigners in those kind of places, too, so you never know who's Canadian, eh?
That's true.
All right. Until next time, we'll see you later.
Ciao.